How big is a fart? Somewhere between a bottle of nail polish and a can of soda. By Maggie Korth Baker. Filed under Science Question from a Toddler. The questions kids ask about science aren't always easy to answer. Sometimes their little brains can lead to big places adults forget to explore. With that in mind, we've started a series called Science Question from a Toddler, which will use the curiosity of kids ages 5 and younger as a jumping-off point to investigate the scientific wonders that adults don't even think to ask about. The answers are for adults, but they wouldn't be possible without the wonder only a child can bring. And now, our question. How much space does a fart take in your body? Inbal R, age 5. Placed under the microscope, even the dullest grain of sand develops a personality. So it goes with farts, or flatulence, as they say in the scientific literature. Farts may seem largely interchangeable, but each one is special. Even just your own farts are a circus sideshow of intestinal gas. Big ones, little ones, stinky ones, oddly fresh ones. There's not enough scientific evidence to say that no two farts are alike, but you can rest assured that they are a riot of diversity. As a result, it's impossible to say exactly how much space a generic fart takes up in the body. I can, however, tell you about the range of specific farts as captured in scientific experiments. For instance, a 1997 study of 16 Americans found a volume per fart range of 17 milliliters to 375 milliliters. Imagine a bottle of nail polish. That's a rough analogy for the volume of the daintiest of poots. Now imagine a can of soda. That's the volume of a really big stinker. Your body is a wonderland.